Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to listen to your good news. Help us to open our heart to humbly accept your words. Amen. I always want to share my life when I was back home, because I believe that my life when I was young helped me to shape my life of who I am today. Because when I was very young, I remember there were no cars and no bus, that not a lot of vehicles, and I lived down the village, and my grandparents, as well as my parents, my sisters and brothers, we lived together in one household, and my grandparents were retired minister, and this is part of the rule, I would say rule, that we must go to church on Sunday, no work on Sunday. And on that time, it was very quiet. There were not a lot of activities happen at back there. Of course, we have to go to church. We have to obey. And when we go to church, it's different. We don't take the food inside the church. We have to be quiet. We have to respect everything when we get there. Even I was told one time, don't take your shoes inside, left it outside. So all those things we obey. And I remember my grandmother also very, very strict of not working on Sunday. But if anybody disobey, we know what happened. We knew how painful that us grandchildren did not obey. We have been traveling with our lectionary with Mark. And last week, Mark chapter 8, reflecting about the human thinking of success, like what Peter thought it would be. Who do you think I am? Asked Jesus. And Peter said, you're the Messiah. But the Messiah of success is the human success. So Jesus redirect everybody and said, no. I'm trying to get everyone to know that I am the Messiah. I'm the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. So he get everyone to be together, to have the full citizen of the kingdom of God. So not the human success, but to understand that I'm the living God. But this week is different. We move from Mark to the Gospel of John. And in the Gospel of John is quite different when he tells the story about the clearing or of the temple. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they put the story towards the end. And when they put the story towards the end, it enhanced the authority and the leaders of the Jews at that time to silence him, and yet end him on the cross. John today is different. He put the story at the beginning of his ministry, and I believe it is in line with the Lent, the season of the Lent. And this is, he put the story just after the miracle of this private event, the wedding at the Cana of Galilee. And he put, and Jesus performed his first miracle. He changed the water to wine in a little private event. Not many people, just him and her mother was there and the disciples. And the disciples started to believe in him. And as a miracle to change the water into wine, they witness that this is Jesus the Lord. And the second miracle happened in this story. It is a miracle of holy anger. And the John Gospel, one purpose of his gospel is stated in chapter 20, verse 31. This has been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And it is the reason of everything that John writes. So he writes to give the evidence of the fact that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah and the Son of God, and all the events that he writes in his gospel link to make us reader to understand that this is Jesus is the Son of God. So that you may believe, and that believing you may have life. You may have eternal life in his name. Even though he wrote a lot of collection, but today is one of them. The cleanse of the temple, it is during the time of Passover. It is the Passover event. It happened every year. Thousands and thousands of people came for the Passover that God mandated. And it keep that Passover every year. And Jesus goes there every year. He goes to the temple. He went to the temple, and it is a common practice for the Jews. Jesus always obeyed the law and the word of God. But in this particular year and in this particular time, it was different. It was different from what they have usually practiced. Imagine on that time, there were thousands of people came together to the temple. What are they doing in there? They were meant and they were supposed that the temple have a place of repentance. The temple is a place of worship to God. But today is different. They turned the house of Jesus' father to a house of business. And there's a thousand of people came in. And the majority of people inside the temple, they were Jews. There were people outside, including the Gentiles. And it became a chaotic marketplace. They abused the system. The outsider and the Gentiles of the temple, they started to move into the temple. The price of the animals for people who come to buy for sacrifices gone up. It increased as well as the exchange rate for foreign money. And as soon as Jesus arrived in the temple, he did the most severe action. He attacked them in the middle of the worship, the high point of the Passover in the temple. But most of these people, they don't know him. Who is this man? Nobody questioned. This man came in, made the whip, and then he drove the animals out. Tell the people that own the dove, take them away. He poured out the money of the money changers, people who control selling, trading, and buying. And then he overturned the table and said, stop. He started to have the pain in his heart. He attacked the system in the middle of the worship. And it is an act of attachment, attachment on a system of the people in the church, religion. There were no explanation. Everybody completely obeyed as how Jesus reacted in a manner of a miracle of divine. And that is very powerful. Stop. That miracle of divine from him forced and create people to evacuate. Get out. From this chaotic business drama. And to Jesus, it is hypocritic worship. They no longer follow what God wants them to follow. Do not make my Father's house a house of business. I could imagine if the whole people in the church listened. Do not make my Father's house a house of business. Stop. Clear everything out. And this is what the disciple remembered. They knew. The Psalm 69 verse 9. They remember David calling the people that the true worship, that calling to the people, the true worship, and what is the reality and how to worship God. But what he received was resistance. People hate him, hostility. But David thought, he said in his psalm, I have to do what I do because I feel deeply in pain. When you are dishonored, what God told you what to do. My patience for my house consumed me. Because when someone or somebody criticized you or God, I feel the pain. We feel deeply in pain when our children, your children, or my children turn out to do bad things, end up in prison. How do you feel? This is David, and the clear out of the temple event at that time, and how David sealed. When I heard the reading today, it's the verse in zeal is your compassion to the house of the Lord. And when he received this criticism, he felt, his heart felt in pain. But the clear out of the temple event today, Jesus felt deeply, profoundly in pain is far more than David. But what happened in the temple today happened before. Ages. Isaiah talks about his vision. The same problem happened. If you read Isaiah chapter 1, his vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem. This is what he wrote from God. This is what God says to the people of Judah and people of Jerusalem, the Jewish people. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me? Said the Lord. I have more than enough of burnt offering of rams and the fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of the bulls and the lambs and the goat. Enough. But this is what you have to do. The Lord tells the people, clean yourself by ending your doing the sinful things. You know about it. Your sinful practices. And start to begin to do the good work. Start to care up the people. Spend your time to think about God, ways of doing good things. And then God promised them, if you turn the stains of their sins as white as snow, and if they repent, you will eat the good of the land. And if you obey as well. So we know the end of the story when the Jews responded about what happened, about what they saw, but they stopped and they look at him and they say, what sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all these things? And the answer that Jesus gave them, it's just like this. Destroy the temple and I will raise it again. I will build it again in 3 days. Destroy the temple. It's just like you destroy me and in 3 days I'll raise up again. But they did not know that Jesus meant you destroy me in 3 days and I'll raise it up again. And that's the good news. But it is. It's mentioned in the text, in the reading. And this temple refers to my body. And the destruction of Jesus' body was tragic. It was. But it is the God's true sanctuary and the greatest revelation. The cross. The cross shows his love and compassion. The cross shows seal for the temples of God, for the God's temple in us. So during the Lent, during this season of Lent, I believe that John's invite us to start renewing us as the temple of God. As we are the temple of God, we have to prepare ourselves, our spiritual life, to accept the Lamb of God. Sacrifice ones. No longer buying these animals to sacrifice for the forgiveness of the people's sin. Jesus became the Passover lamb. We do not have to buy. It's free. We do not have to buy this. This lamb for sacrifice purposes, that what the story was all about. And the purpose of the lamb, Passover lamb, Jesus, is to forgive our sin once. It's clearly said that what the disciple remembered that it was written, "Seal your house has eaten me," or "Seal your house that consumed me." Because this is exactly what happened in the whole story. When Jesus saw what happened, his heart and his in pain. And I believe that God wants us to clean our life, to stay faithful to God. Paul, in his 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, clearly instructed the people like this. Paul said, "Get rid of the old yeast by removing this wicked person from you." Get rid of the old yeast by removing the wicked person from among you. Then you will be like a fresh batch of dough made without yeast, what it is, what you really are. And then he said the last part of 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us so that we share the glory and becomes the citizen of God's grace. Amen.